There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Gets me. John Potter, Jay Biggs, always local and live every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to noon on 99.1 FM Talk.
And we are live and local and in the studio with us right now, as promised. For quite a while, we've been talking about this. We're going to have Amanda Bloodworth and her husband, Josh Bloodworth, on with us to talk about property management. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Are you guys like landlords or what? How would you describe yourself? You deal with rental properties, right?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Property management. And I got to tell you, here's how this is all. As I said earlier in the show, this has been like a couple, 3 years accumulation of this interview happening. And here's why. I met Amanda when it was 2019, I want to say. 2019, I was the manager at Yankee Candle. And I asked her, I said, what do you do for a living? She says, I'm a property manager. I said, oh, that's interesting. I'm getting divorced and I need an apartment. So, and it just happened to be the company that I'd already rented from that she was working with. So it was just weird. We ended up knowing each other on Facebook, been following her ever since. But man, I've got to tell you, you are one of like the coolest people I've ever met in my entire life. You're Josh. Well, your husband over here, he is your Josh. Definitely. I mean, this guy, he is dealing with one of the most interesting people I have ever met.
It's a handful.
Yeah, you could say that. But let's talk about this property management stuff, which is why I want to have you on, because you have recently gone out on your own and started doing your own thing. You're no longer working, for a property management company. You're your own. So I want to just expose you guys to the community and let them know who you are and tell them all about you and your services. Let's just tell them about the Bloodworth, what are you guys calling yourself, Bloodworth Corporation?
No, not yet. Currently just going under my name, Amanda Bloodworth. I have my license with Remax Gold in Midtown, Reno.
Just like Rick Canale.
And I love it. I've been doing property management for 6 years. I've been in the industry for like 16 years. My family owned a brokerage, and I started out there. I learned everything about the business, from the accounting to dealing with the public to eventually being a property manager. And I just went to Remax Gold in May, and it's so exciting to be my own boss and really get to have my own handle on the business instead of kind of being under a business name, I guess.
But
I'm doing it myself.
It's really, really tough from what your Facebook posts. I mean, this is like getting up at 2:30 in the morning because somebody's fire alarm.
Too. Oh, absolutely.
Some alarm goes off and you have to go out there, and I mean, a vacant place. Do you bring the people and show them what's for rent in this town? Do you?
Absolutely. I do showings on all the vacant rentals that I have.
Okay.
I meet clients at houses. I look at my phone constantly for emails, and I wake up at 1 a.m, I'll check it, and there's a problem and I will jump on it. So,
yeah, that's one thing for sure. It doesn't seem like you get a lot of sleep. And that's not just during your work hours. I got to tell you, you guys, just in your off hours, man.
Right.
These two, John, I mean, you haven't known them very long. Mm-hmm. But these two just seem like they just get up and go, you know what? I want to go to like Utah. They get in the car and they go.
Right.
Well, you guys just did that. You tried to do a trip to Bodega Bay.
Yeah.
We did that.
This sounds like the trip from hell. I mean, what happened? You drove 18 hours, right?
Oh, it was going really good. We went from here to Fort Bragg. We weren't able to get any
accommodations
along the ocean.
Oh, you wrote that they gave away your room.
Oh, yes, they did.
You showed up late.
After 18 hours of driving.
Yeah, it was great.
And then we just turned around and came back. Drove it back.
What?
Yeah.
How many Monsters or Red Bulls did you say?
Oh, yeah, it's all about that.
About 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, how is Highway 1 right now?
It's beautiful.
It's still nice? It's open now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful out there.
Well, I mean,
$18 and they gave away your room.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm starting to wonder anyways, just to be quite honest with you, when you take these trips, do you guys even sleep? You know, I mean, like, because I swear you'll be posting it like we watched the sunrise at 1 o'clock in the morning, but then you also watched the, you know, the moon come up or so, you know, and I was like, what the heck? You know, like what's going on? But I got to tell you, total relationship goals, because Josh, let's talk to you for a second, because you have now transitioned from full-time employment, working for someone else, to now working with Amanda.
Correct, yeah. You know, after being together for so long and having so much fun in our personal lives, we saw the opportunity to where we could have fun together at work. You know, took advantage of, you know, some 401k, cashed that out, and was able to invest some time and money, both personally and, you know, like I said, in the office. We took one of our rooms in-house and redesigned it and made it an office.
I've seen that. Yeah. And, you know, I got to tell you, a lot of people dread, I think, maybe the possibility of having to work with their wife or something like that. But,
sure,
man, I got to tell you, just the fact that you guys, like you just said, your friend. This is like your best friend.
Yeah,
this is
absolutely.
That's how you want it to be when you're with somebody.
And a lot of that is, you know, being in the car, like you said, when we travel, I mean, we're constantly laughing, having fun.
You like the same music and everything?
Yeah, same music. There's a little bit of an age gap between us, so we like the same music, but just maybe off by a couple of years, like the, you know, same bands and stuff like that.
Right.
But we're constantly laughing and having fun. Like you mentioned earlier, we have some horse head masks that we carry around with us.
Yes. Oh, yes. Once I was going to ask about these.
Yeah. Shenanigans is her mask. And I'm Ralph.
Ralph the horse.
Right.
And but, so when you guys travel, you just get out in these cool places like the geysers out there in Northern Nevada and stuff. And you'll take pictures in front of them with these horse masks on. John, have you seen
We even got one with Santa and the Easter Bunny and all that stuff.
Well, you deal with renters. And Amanda, on your Facebook, you call these your property management chronicles.
Yes.
You call one of your renters. They all have names. one is called Chicken Little because the sky is always falling.
There's Richard. Richard, don't answer.
All these posts are true happenings and local. I mean, you had one post that says when you rent a house and a tent pops up next door to the house that you're renting out, and there's a homeless tent that somebody just put up right next to the rental house, and you have a picture of it. The things you deal with, and what
60 South Wells?
What is the weird? I got to ask you this: what's the weirdest thing that a tenant has ever left in the apartment?
I don't know. Can you answer that? Because I have seen your posts before.
I've heard a couple. I've heard a couple of stories, but I mean, you got to get rid of some stuff, and some of it's flat out kind of weird, right?
Absolutely.
That's where Josh comes into play.
Well, my funnest one, besides like the house is just being left really dirty, is a stripper pole. And I set it up in the bedroom and I did a little twirl to have a little fun with it. But then
my.
I went back the next day and it was gone.
So somebody broke in and actually took the pole.
I think the tenants realized that they forgot it and went back to go get
it. Right. And you've actually, I love some of the videos you post sometimes. You're like, it's almost like Blair Witch Project in the dark. And you're like, am I tripping? I know this was here. It's not here now. Almost like ghosts or something,
sure.
Or, you know, like I love.
There's always something creepy out there.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know. So
prior to this, I did some maintenance for the same company, her family company.
Oh, okay.
And one of the things that I came across in the maintenance thing, I got called out for a humming noise one time. A tenant was complaining of humming in their bathroom, electrical humming. So I get out there. And, you know, sure, it is, right? It's humming. The whole wall's humming, stuff like that, right? Can't figure out what it is. Come to find out, I walk around in the backyard. Their entire bathroom wall was full of bees, right?
Oh,
and,
my
I mean,
gosh.
Just massive amount of bees. You couldn't. And the back wall.
Well, the queen
was
there, obviously.
Killer hornets.
Yeah. Oh, it was crazy, you know. And their whole bathroom just sounded like an electrical unit. You know,
sound like John with his with his lights on here in the studio when I come.
I kept thinking, I'm no electrician. I can't be here.
The EMF.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's an adventure, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Amanda on her Facebook says that property management is the little bully that lingers around just waiting to throw a stick into your bicycle spokes. And that's basically it.
It really is.
You say there are three stages of life. There's birth, there's what the hell is this, and then death.
I'm currently in stage two.
Yeah,
right.
What the hell is this?
We don't know. We're trying to figure it out, too. So, Amanda, just if somebody, let's just say, were interested in getting in touch with you and your husband as far as being property managers for them, where would they go? I mean, obviously, you have Facebook.
Yes, best place to go is your telephone, and give me a call or send me a text message. Phone number is 775-846-7180, and I'm available 24/7, literally.
Yeah, quite literally.
Right.
Yeah, even when she can't sleep at night.
Exactly.
Boy, and if anybody's got some good insomnia cures, let us know. This poor girl over here, we're trying to get her some rest. But one of the things, though, that's going to help with that rest, obviously, is having you, Josh, because one of the things we were talking about earlier with you coming on board, a lot to do with it isn't just the fact that she needs somebody reliable, because, yeah, I've seen the videos where she's, oh, yeah, there's a move out on Thursday. Someone moves in Thursday night. But I'm still waiting on this appliance to get fixed Thursday afternoon, you know, kind of stuff like that. So you need someone reliable who's probably going to follow through.
Yeah.
That's in maintenance. But on top of that, safety,
yeah,
you know, that is a big thing, because there are a lot of, like, you know, she's talking about going out and meeting, you know, people out at these places that are rented, and you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
You know, and the world's a weird place.
You know, we're a business, and obviously the tenants take it personal, you know, so if we're doing an eviction or something like that, they don't view it as it being a business. This is personal. Mm-hmm. We're there to kick them out. We're there to lock them out. We're there to tell them their place is dirty. We're there.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
And that's not the case. You know, we're there to represent the owner's interest in that property.
Well, in all seriousness, people, I want to get into this. Maybe you have some good advice for folks out there after the break. People are up in arms about the cost of rentals in this city.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to explore that, maybe even get some calls on this. Stick around.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, folks, we're going to be right back here with more from the Bloodworths on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Younger, smarter, better. That's right. Right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. It is live and local with John and Jay.
John Potter and Jay Biggs in the studio. Amanda Bloodworth and her husband Josh, property managers. They handle about 35 rental properties in the area for RE/MAX Gold. Because I see it on Reddit all the time, and I see it at Nextdoor.com a lot of time, you must get a lot of flack about the cost of rentals. Everybody says greed, 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 greed. What's your response to that?
It's just a business. I understand that the market has really gotten out of control. There are talks about rent control that have come up.
Yes, people are talking about that.
Yep.
Which it hasn't really worked.
No, no.
In any place, it's
absolutely. No. I don't agree with the rent control thing, but I mean, the prices are going up, but everything has been going up. And
but just to tell,
just our living, our wages haven't kind of gotten there, but we're growing.
Luckily, I got into a sliding scale place. And so that's helped out a lot as far as the renting. But there's not a lot of people that can get into those kind of places.
Well, here's the deal with rent control, just to let people know that the cities that have tried it, New York City, San Francisco, they can't raise the rent. What will happen is that a lot of property owners will then not rent out at all.
Correct.
And they'll sell the property.
It's vacant?
And that would, no, they would sell it. And that would lead to a reduction in the amount of rentals, which would after that trigger an even higher base rent. So it just doesn't work.
Exactly.
Let's just drive down the economy and let's build more public housing and move them in.
But the costs have gone right. way up for the property owners, too, along with the taxes. And you had to deal with that thing during the pandemic where people didn't have to pay the rent for that had to have taken
Luckily, I didn't have any tenants who did not pay their rent. I had a couple who got into some sticky situations, and their landlords were really generous. I had some who gave them breaks on rent for 3 months. Mm-hmm. I have some that lowered their rent down by half. I had really good clients or tenants. So not every owner and tenant relationship is bad.
How do you justify the cost of rent?
Oh, geez.
We're talking, a two-bedroom for $1,800?
This is going to be like a St. Pierre explanation.
It's kind of sickening. I agree. I mean, my sister used to rent an apartment off of Kitski, a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment for $600 back in, 2000. And now that same apartment is $1,500 a month. And it's not in, the most desirable neighborhood.
In 2010, I had an apartment right across the street from Sonic on North McCarran next to the church. And those are the places they were facing. I had a view of downtown Reno, and it was a two-bedroom, beautiful apartment. I paid $550 a month in 2010
Wow.
for that apartment. And, it's interesting. One of the places that really makes me sick here in town is there's a spot down in South Reno called Harvest. Yeah, it's right down there at Steamboat Parkway and Veterans. Man, $2,000 for a one-bedroom apartment.
That's crazy.
It is. Well, I mean, there's that, the Reno Entertainment District or whatever, Experience District.
Sure.
The Red. I mean, those we're looking at $1,800 for apartments over at In Sparks, the Deco, that brand new one that they built on that just had the burn recently.
It's location, location, location.
Well, it is. It is. But what I'm noticing here in at least northern Nevada, seems like everywhere, is that we're building up. We're not building out.
Absolutely.
So I'm seeing more families. It's almost like I'm almost kind of concerned. Like if I went into hibernation or something happened to me where I was asleep for 30 years and I woke up, I'd come back and all these families that are in suburbia, where I'm at down there in Double Diamond and all that kind of stuff, they're all going to be in these skyscraper apartments.
Right.
That's what
absolutely.
I fear. Is going to happen. And with these energy reductions and stuff, just last night, I know it happened to me. You can't call me crazy. They reduced my energy. I could not turn my AC in my apartment up over 73.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And we heard about that happening.
Yeah. And that was last night.
Something like that?
Yeah. But so believe it or not, that stuff's happening, So.
Well, the only solution to reducing rent is to build, build, build.
Yep.
But the same people who want to stop the development in Reno also complain about the cost of rent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's sad that that's the only solution. I don't really like to see Reno developed as it has. But if you don't, it's a supply-demand thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's going to keep getting like that. But, and so as far as being a property manager, what areas do you service? Is it just Reno Sparks, or can you go out of town as well, or?
No, I do all the way to Carson. I do Reno Sparks, Carson, the North Valleys.
We have a lot of listeners out in Smith and Mason Valley, Yerington, that area.
The rent is cheaper there, right?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah? Yerington. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. A little
and
cheaper.
Carson. How's Carson compared to Reno?
Carson is pretty tough. There's obviously not enough rentals available out there. So when you do list something, you're getting premium rents and the properties are going fast.
Yeah, they go quick out there.
It is interesting. I mean, for instance, I had, and I think I hit you up when I was moving to Yerington and asked you about properties. And I ended up paying John $1,100 a month for a two-bedroom, brand-new, remodeled home.
Oh, nice.
$1,100 a month. And here in Reno, I think I was talking to you about one. It was $2,200 or something. That was the closest thing I could find to it. So that right there just shows you. And plus, with Tesla and all those places out there on USA Parkway, it's kind of a middle point. So if folks don't mind not living in a city, a rural area like that, like Yerington, all that, it's going to save you some money. Might be a little bit of a drive, but, yeah, you can deal with it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So as far as property management goes, just tell me, are you happy you did the switch? Are you excited? Are you still a little scared?
Obviously, yeah, I'm scared of everything.
you got your protector next to you.
Exactly. No, I am. I love property management. It's almost like a love-hate relationship. I love that it's new every minute. sometimes, you know, it can get a little frustrating, but you just breathe through it and find something funny in it and you move on.
All right. Well, give us something funny.
Oh, geez.
Now, besides Chicken Little, what other names do you have for your tenants?
Oh, they are not appropriate for the radio.
Right.
I can show you later.
Right. There you go.
Check out the Facebook page.
Yes. John's allowed
some names here. I mean, not the person's names, but you give them.
Never use names.
Those names.
Well, we know about Chicken Little. Well, give me one more.
Oh, gosh. I have a couple people in my phone who are do not answer. Just I don't even have a name. They're just do not answer.
Do not answer. Okay.
Do not answer. But you know how bad that call is going to be, I guess, right off the start.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, that's the good thing about, you know, working for yourself. You don't have to accept every client. And
well,
there's
true.
People who you just shouldn't work with.
Let me ask you this, because this is a dynamic we haven't talked about yet. What's maybe something as a property manager you can say here to potential clients that are listening on the other side that might make you or their property manager's life a lot easier? What are some things maybe like, don't bug about this all the time, or, you know, like, here's some things you should do or shouldn't do. I mean, there's maybe some things to help out.
Tenants, just be honest. I mean, if you have an issue going on, just give us a call.
Yeah, communication.
Communication is key. And when we have to chase you down to find something out, that's where we have problems. Owners, trust us. Trust us in what we're doing.
Right.
And answer your phone. Answer your phone. Answer your phone and you
well,
get
right.
a car.
I'm glad you said that, because on the other end of the coin, there are a lot of property managers who just do not respond.
Correct.
A lot of landlords that they don't fix things.
And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because that's my whole thing. Why I rent, I'm not interested in buying a home. I just don't want to, because I want to, if a tile falls off the roof, I want to call Amanda and be like, hey, girl, come over here and fix this.
So, right. You're Remax Gold, so you have standards, right?
Oh,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we pride ourselves on, like I said, attention to detail, you know, taking care of both the landlord or the owner of the property and the tenant. We're the go-between, you know, and that's why communication is very important.
Okay.
Because we're communicating with the owner and trying to explain, here's what's going on, or here's what needs to be done. An AC needs to be replaced.
Josh, I really enjoyed the bees in the wall story. Do you have one more?
You know what? There came a time at some point where tenants maybe really didn't care as much as their security deposit. You know, they come to the end of the month and let's just move. And they literally walk out of the house and just leave it as is. You know, when I first started doing property maintenance, a lot of it was maintenance. You know, I'd switch out a garbage disposal here or there. And eventually just moved to dump runs, cleaning up after somebody. I was in a property not too far away from the police department down there that was just utterly infested with bugs and cockroaches and just...
Yeah.
And the two of them worked in the food industry, you know, and never once did they say anything about the bugs. I was there to fix a leaky sink, and I had bugs dropping on my face from underneath the sink and stuff like that.
No.
And it was just horrid, you know. And then, you know, we get involved as, you know, we need to clean this up and stuff like that.
Well, Amanda, I enjoyed your post about reprogramming a garage door.
Right.
And I went through the same exact thing. Why?
Right.
Took a YouTube video to fix that.
It did take a YouTube video.
You know what my problem was? I didn't know the keypad to the garage door took batteries. And that was the whole problem. I didn't know there were batteries in there. How did you fix yours? What was your problem with it?
I don't know if it was operator error because we were under a time constraint.
Right, yeah. We were in a hurry to leave, so that added pressure.
But when we really got to sit down and really look at it, we pulled up a YouTube video and kept going all over the directions, and it took us another 20 minutes, and it worked.
Well, at least it worked.
Exactly.
I swear the directions say press twice, but the video said press it three times, and it worked. You know.
Very true.
Well, it's troubleshooting, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
trial and error.
Just like relationships.
Right. Absolutely.
Troubleshooting. Well, you guys got. I got to tell you, you got it down. As far as relationship, I think you guys are awesome. Total relationship goals. And just keep enjoying and posting about these road trips, because I kind of live my life vicariously through you on the road trips, because I'm a road tripper. For some reason, I can't find a girlfriend that likes to go on road trips. I don't know why. So, I just live vicariously through you guys. Anyways, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Josh, Amanda, it's been a pleasure. We're going to have you back on, I'm sure, at some point in the future. And we'd love to just be in touch with you. So definitely go and check them out. And we are going to be right back. We have got the North State Medical Clinic. William Clark's going to be in here to talk about medical cannabis. Yeah, it's coming up next right here on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's live and local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. John, we are live in studio right now
with William Clark of the North State Medical Clinic. We're talking medical marijuana, which you write scripts for. And obviously, you believe that medical marijuana helps.
Yeah.
And you were an advocate pretty much for it.
Yes.
You used to be in regular medicine, and now you're
pain management.
Right. Yeah. And now you're into this.
Yes.
Okay.
Among a couple other things. But we don't actually write prescriptions. No one can write a prescription.
I don't even know how this whole thing works.
Because it's not legal by the federal government, so you can't write a prescription.
How do you get
I do is the state has qualifying conditions.
Uh-huh.
I just verify that you have one of the conditions to qualify for a card. We fill out the paperwork, send it back to the state. They issue your card.
Okay. Why would somebody go through that process now that we have the cannabis shops that are wide open? Why would they go through that process when they could just walk into any cannabis store and get
a lot of good reasons?
Yeah. Well, there are some benefits.
Tax.
Well, there's an excise tax of 10%, which with a card you don't pay. You just pay the regular sales tax of 6.25.
Oh, okay.
You also can buy a stronger or more concentrated form, usually the edibles that you can't get with recreational. You can buy more at one time. You're allowed to have 2.5 ounces at one time every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You're only, I think it's an ounce a day. You're allowed at the dispensaries currently.
Currently. Is it a day?
Yeah, it's an ounce a day.
Really? And here you can have 2.5 ounces of usable. That's all it says. So I'm
and that's per day, probably. Because it's medical.
Okay.
I guess that makes sense. Because there's lines for medical at the dispensaries. There's lines for medical. And there's lines for recreational.
Yeah.
See, I thought they had some pretty strong stuff in the cannabis stores to begin with. They have these different strains.
For the medicinal, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you have a card, you can grow up to 12 plants at your house.
That is right.
Yes. And you can have what's called a caregiver. A caregiver is someone who will have a card. It will say caregiver. They are allowed to go to the dispensary and purchase it for you and get the tax break. And you can grow the plants in their home or your home. So there's a benefit there.
Wow.
Recreational, the age limit is 21. For as an adult with medical, 18, you're considered adult, and you can actually get your card at 18.
Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can't go into the dispensary until you're 21, though, right?
Right, but with a medical card, you can at 18.
Oh, wow. See?
Yep. And,
I had no clue about
that. And younger children under 17 or under 18 are minors, and they can have a card with approval of their parent or guardian.
Okay. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I know that.
I had one who was a baby, and she had multiple seizures a day, and she was on 3 different anti-seizure medications. And a mother came to me, we did a card, and a month later she called me back and thanked me. She had 3 seizures in the last month with the marijuana.
A baby.
Yeah. So I wasn't initially in favor of marijuana, but I started doing some research, especially in overseas. In Europe, they have research there. Here in the United States, we didn't have the research. And some of the research I read was very fascinating, and that's why I started doing the marijuana as opposed to.
Right, absolutely. Because, I mean, I've always heard, I don't know the exact numbers or anything like that, but just the amount of pharmaceuticals that could be replaced by cannabis is just unreal. With some of the, I guess, medicinal purposes that you could get from these.
Yeah. That's why a lot of people come to me. They don't want to take the medications.
right.
don't like the medication and they want to supplement with something more holistic, and they'll come to me for the marijuana card.
Well,
for that.
Well, you said seizures earlier. Now, it's interesting you say that because I have a dog. He's 12 years old. He has seizures. And I do have some cannabis, coconut oil. Mm-hmm. And if I just put a little bit on the end of my finger and give it to him on his tongue, within 10 seconds, he's done seizing.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking.
It's amazing.
And I've had this bottle probably, John, for about 4 or 5 years, just sitting in my fridge. And anytime he has a seizure, boom, right there, and it's over. So I could imagine that if it does that for a dog, you know, gosh, it's got to have good, you know, benefits at least for some, you know, kids or whoever's, you know, having seizures or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Well, absolutely. Let's talk. Can you say there's any certain kind of pharmaceuticals that could be replaced by cannabis in your eyes?
Well, I wouldn't replace them. Someone I just talked with recently. Yeah, someone I just talked with recently was on a medication and she wanted to replace it with cannabis. But my suggestion was start the cannabis first, see how you react to it, lower your regular medication in conjunction with your physician,
mm-hmm.
and go from there. See how low you can go with it with the cannabis, and if you can get rid of it completely, fantastic. But if you can't, you may be able to lower it even halfway in conjunction with the marijuana.
Now, are we talking about the marijuana with the high, making you high properties taken out and just the THC left behind, or?
No, THC is the high property.
Yeah, that is the high property.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
The CBD is, yeah. That's what you're kind of talking about, getting those, the cannabinoids from that.
Yeah. You're way ahead of me.
Well, you know, you have to learn this day and age because it's not just like, you know, back in the day when it's like, you know, you're meeting, you know, some guy named Martinez down on Fifth Street, you know, like I'm just saying.
I do have a friend who has always loved weed. You know, his thing, he always said, somebody with weed is a friend indeed, as he says.
Let's go ahead.
But he says ever since it became legal, he says the fun is gone. He says the thrill is gone.
Well,
everybody
maybe.
Can get it.
Maybe he liked the rush of doing the legal things or something. One thing we need to get away from, John, though, is the word that you just said.
What?
It's
weed?
Cannabis.
What's wrong with
cannabis.
Weed?
Well, that's just, am I wrong, Doc? It's more cannabis, marijuana. I don't know. That's just.
Are you against the word weed?
No.
Well, what are you talking about?
Weed? Well, yeah, weed, I don't particularly like that.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
Well, it's just, I don't know. It's just not, it's like saying dope. You know, or something like that. To me, it's like when people talk about dope, you know, you think about like manufactured stuff, like, you know, like.
Do you like you don't like the word pot either, do you?
I don't use it. I don't refer to it. I usually refer to it as medical marijuana or cannabis, THC or CBD.
Okay.
Yeah.
I try to stay on the medical side of it and stay away from the slang.
I was going to call your place High Heels. Get it? High Heels. No, you don't like that either.
No.
All right. But, well, you know, to be honest with you, when I was talking with William on the phone, you know, you're not a consumer, right?
No.
Yeah. So it's not. That's not what this was about. Was to get people, you know, someone in here to talk about how cool, you know, cannabis is or anything like that. It's really the benefits.
Correct.
Because, you know, like my personal story with it. You know, we've been open about it, talked about it before. You know, when I was shot in the foot and I was in the hospital and they removed part of my foot. The anesthesia that was given to me, I don't know if they overdid it or what, but I was sick and vomiting in my bed. I couldn't even keep ice cubes down for 2-3 days. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend, we'll just keep him under wraps who he was, but he had the ability to come and get me out of the hospital, let's just say that. And he did, and introduced me to some medical cannabis. And I came back to my room in the hospital, and I had 2 meals, sat and giggled and watched 4 hours of television. And the nurses are sitting there going, what in the heck happened to
giggling.
This guy? Well, because bed for 2 days.
That's an after effect. And I always thought if weed makes you laugh and laughter is the best medicine, there you go.
Well,
and it's great for nausea, too.
That's what I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I was sick to where I couldn't even keep water ice cubes down.
Right.
But here I am, you know, able to do that. So after a little bit of smoke. So, you know, it just shows, I don't know, when I had that happen, I said to myself, you know what, there's all these pills, all these pharmaceuticals they keep pushing. And you know, it's interesting. I've talked about this before, too. You know, I've been with a pharmacist as my girlfriend for a long time. And it's interesting how a pharmacist will look at it as it's like, you know, the pill is legal, mm-hmm. so we'll push that. That's totally okay. But because cannabis, marijuana is not federally legal, right. we can't, you know, give you those A-OK on the benefits. So it's just interesting that, you know, hey, as long as the federal label's on it and it's all okay with them, we'll push the heck out of that. But not this flower.
yeah. Know? Well, I guess there's risks and associated with.
Well, yeah.
Pushing out, and it's not federal. You know, your license, a lot, your DA number, and a lot of other stuff comes from the federal government.
So if right. somebody would like to get this card, how could they contact you?
My phone number.
Okay.
I think you have it, but in case you don't.
It is 775-815-7355. And your actual address is the 3400 Kauai Court?
Yes.
Suite 108 right
Kauai
here in Reno.
Kauai Court, what's that near?
Moana and Lakeside.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly what's
that. I also have a website as well.
What's that?
Well, it was holistichealthpaincenter.com. And since I closed that and I opened a North State Medical Clinic, you'd still go through holistichealthpaincenter.com, which will bring you to North State Medical Clinic, or you can just do a search for North State Medical Clinic Reno and it will pop up.
William Clark, it was so interesting talking to you.
I do got one other question. What are some qualifying things?
Well, there are 14 of them.
Oh, they're 14.
They're 14.
List them as
ones.
Quickly as you can for us.
Let's see. Pain, cancer, anxiety, nausea, glaucoma, neuropathic problems, autism, seizures. Those are quite a few. And then there are some that there are certain conditions where if you will not be able to get a card. One is if you have a Class A CDL driver's license, and the other one is if you have a CCW.
Right. So, that's something I want to talk about, too. You can't have a CCW if you have the cannabis card.
No.
That's right.
So you have to turn it in, and
so that's something to think about out there. If you like your gun rights, you know, as far as CC, you can still open carry, correct?
I don't know. I don't want to come in. I'm not
okay.
Sure about
just
that.
Making sure.
Excellent, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, William Clark. That's North State Medical Clinic. As far as marijuana cannabis cards, go and talk to him if you're interested in that. And we are going to be right back to wrap up the show with John and Jay on Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's live and local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Oh, what a Saturday it has been so far, John.
Absolutely. You know, there were fewer high school football games last night due to, well, you know, the Reed and Carson game was moved up to early Friday, and the Reno versus Bishop Minogue game was relocated to Douglas High. But even then, the smoke was too much for both games,
yeah.
and they were both called off. The one contest that did play, Spanish Springs and McQueen, Spanish Springs won that one with a score of 33-12. The smoke also caused the Aces to move two games from Reno to Sacramento Thursday and Friday. Today's game against the River Cats has been moved to Sacramento. The last home game of the season is still scheduled to play in Reno tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Talk about anticlimactic end to the season for the Reno Aces. The Nevada Wolfpack plays against the Iowa Hawkeyes today. Now, that's going to go because they're playing it in Iowa City. But as for the smoke, the current reading is 178. It's unhealthy. It's like a Cheech and Chong movie, except the smoke. This smoke doesn't give me any munchies. It's,
and there's no officers to thank.
Right. And after the heat, it was like Death Valley with money loan shops around here. It's... People wow. used to come here for the weather in Northern Nevada. It was one of our selling points.
Well, they're here this weekend for the air races and the camel races.
That's right.
Those are both going on.
And we do have a cool wet weather system moving in that could bring some mountain snow to Donner Pass tonight. Mountain snow, remember that?
I got a friend that posts about that. Like he's like, just so you know, snow's coming. And I'm just like,
yes, snow's coming.
Yeah. Steve Schroeder.
big events. Oh, stop! He doesn't sound like that.
No, no, that's no. I'm saying that's his name.
I thought you were imitating.
No, no, I'm saying that's no. It's my buddy Steve Schroeder. He's a great patriot. Works for Remington.
Yes, now it's coming. You know, but with the smoke, I saw a guy walking with goggles on. Right down South Virginia, and I've been amazed that has anybody's smoke alarm gone off?
Well, it could be a leftover burner.
That's right. As the last burner left the city. I want to know why nobody's smoke alarm has gone off. It's been so thick, you know? Got rid of the flies for a while. That's the only advantage I can see to it.
Right.
Well, I love how a fly will get into your house through a thin crack in a window, but can't find its way out, even if you have the whole side of the house taken off.
Right. No, you're right. In fact, I had a fly the other day.
Stupid flies! It's right there!
It was on the inside of my door, and I opened the door to, like, yes, where everything's surrounding it. It's the outside, and it's chance to leave, and it still decides to fly in.
We have the dumbest flies here.
In the last month, it's been ridiculous. So before the fires, I will say I'm glad for. I didn't even think about this, but you're right.
Yeah, no.
Before the fires, the last month has been insane with the flies.
Everything's gone. I haven't heard a bird at all lately, and it's chased everything out of town.
Right. Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
The cats, you know, I have white cats. Let them outside. They come back brown cats. Not that bad.
Anyways, next week, John, we've got Irene Self coming on from Ameriprise Financial, Rick Canale, our local real estate expert, and many more guests. I want to make sure that you make a plan to join me and John next week.
And if you want to be a guest, contact us. And we're on Facebook, too.